Singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III has had an extraordinary career with over 20 albums to his name. The latest album is called Haven't Got the Blues, brackets, yet, and it's just been released. A.B. Philbin Bowman is here to talk us through the life and times of Loudon Wainwright III. His family background, even before he got involved with a very musical family of his own, what was his own background?
Well, his father was actually a magazine editor. His mother was a yoga teacher. His father wasn't a professional musician, but did write songs, play songs. He actually works with one of his father's songs and sort of reworks on it in the album History. But his father did introduce him to people like Tom Lehrer from quite a young age. So he cites that as a strong influence on him.
And he married Kate McGarrigle, and therein, I suppose, was the essence of a great musical couple and a very musical family subsequently.
Absolutely. They had two children, Rufus and Martha, both of whom, as Rufus and Rainwright and Martha Rainwright, have written songs. I suppose you get a flavour of Martha's feelings for her father than the title of the song she dedicated to him, called Bloody Motherfucking Arsehole. So perhaps not a model father in some ways. And because his relationship with Kate McGarrigle broke up, he then married the singer Susie Roach. They had a child together called Lucy Wainwright Roach, who is also a musician. And when that relationship broke down, he had a child with and later married the actress Rita Marie Kelly, and they have a daughter called Alexandra, who, as far as I can ascertain from Google, is not a musician, but she has written a lot of very impressive articles in her college newspaper.
Incidentally, obviously we'll be concentrating on the musical career, but there were a couple of side projects, or certainly he had a bit of a career as an actor.
Absolutely, and still does. I mean, throughout his career he's had this sort of long-running thing. I suppose the early big break was he was in the sitcom MASH, which was absolutely huge in the 70s. For younger listeners, it's a sitcom in the Korean War. He was a singing surgeon in that. He's also starred in more recent sitcoms like Ally McBeal and Parks and Recreation from the makers of The Office, but also in films including things like 28 Days, Big Fish, The Aviator. But I think really he's primarily known as a musician. That's his sort of main bread and butter.
Now, you mentioned the Martha Wainwright song with the wonderfully colourful title, which gives us a sense of her relationship with her father. Has he written then, I think the first songs you've chosen for us exemplifies how he has written about his relationship with his children.
Well, I think absolutely one of his profound strengths as a songwriter is that he writes incredibly intimately and honestly about family life, about relationships falling apart, about divorce, about his own children and his own parents. The song I've picked out, I mean, you could almost argue that in the way that Woody Guthrie catalogued the Great Depression and the plight of the American Dust Bowl migrants, you could almost argue that Loudon Wainwright has catalogued the American baby boomers' generation of divorce and child custody and family breakdown. And I've picked this particular song, which is called Your Mother and I, and it's essentially to be sung to a child about the fact that the parents are breaking up. It's written in language appropriate to a child, but you can hear the pain that's really going on behind this somewhat simple lyrics.
Loudon Wainwright III with a song called Your Mother and I from 1987. Abby, I suppose you really get a sense in that it is a very gentle song, and it the big thing that comes across to me is how he's saying to the child, this is not your fault.
Absolutely. It's beautifully, sensitively written. And you know, your heart breaks listening to it, imagining a father having to sing that to his child. And there's a real fundamental, I think, contradiction here at the heart of Loudon Wainwright's music, that on the one hand, he is this incredibly sensitive, perceptive person about his own, about the difficulties in relationships. And yet it seems that in terms of confronting those failings and changing his own behaviour, he just seems to be repeat the same errors over and over again. And we've actually got an extraordinary piece of some music now. This is a collaboration with his daughter. It's called Father Daughter Dialogue.
This is Martha.
And this is Martha and Loudon both singing a song together. And essentially what she's saying to him is, look, Dad, you sing all these lovely songs about us, but would you ever show up occasionally and actually be there for us? That would be a lot more effective. And it's extraordinary. And then he comes back and says, but you don't understand, the guy singing those songs, that's not me. That's the idealised version of me. So it's a really interesting dialogue. And this was on his album Grown Man.
Loudon Wainwright III and his daughter, Martha Wainwright. An incredible song, incredible just how the two of them sing to each other. Actions, I suppose, being louder than the words that he's saying in some ways, A.B.
I suppose it's worth noting that they did collaborate. I mean, that things aren't so bad that they can't work on a project together and see each other's point of view. So I think it's worth pointing that out. But, I mean, there is an awful lot of rawness, and I think his ability to be honest about that is what wins so many fans.
But it's around. That he says the guy singing this isn't actually me.
It's an idealised version of me, and I'm actually as nice as he is. Yeah.
What about Loudon Wainwright III's relationship with his own parents? How difficult a relationship was that or not? And does he ever sing about it?
Absolutely he does. And again, it's a major theme for him. I mean, his last album was called Older Than My Old Man Now. And he certainly had a lot of struggles with his own father, it seems, from the songs. But the extraordinary thing, actually, I think he explores is his relationship with his mother. And there's one song in particular, he talks about how they used to drink wine together and sort of reminisce about her life and his life and the marriage and where his mother's marriage to his father went wrong. And in that, he has this wonderful technique in the song where he'll repeat the last line of a verse, but he'll cut off the last word by starting a new verse. And so the idea that something isn't being said. And as you listen, you realise what he's basically trying to talk about is the fact that occasionally when drinking with his mother, things got kind of heated and might have become sexual. And it's really taboo, really frightening thing. And yet he handles it with such sensitivity, as I think you can hear in this clip from White Winos from Last Man on Earth in 2001.
Loudon Wainwright there with Wainwright III with White Winos from his album Last Man on Earth from 2001. A.B. Philbin Bubman, it's not always family that he's singing about, and it's not always the things that are about his personal life.
Indeed. He also sings a bit about the nature of being a celebrity. His lovely song, The Chorus, which is he overhears people saying, there he goes, there's what's his name, we saw him on TV, sort of mocking himself. He also has a lovely song called Talking New Bob Dylan, where he essentially argues that he and several other of his contemporaries essentially all got careers because Bob Dylan had a motorcycle accident back in 1966, couldn't play any concerts, and record labels were desperately trying to sign up singer-songwriters with guitars, which he fit that category. So this is his song, Talking New Bob Dylan, from 1992's History.
He's certainly not afraid to have a go at the music industry.
Absolutely not. He has another song somewhere called This Song Don't Have a Video, about how record labels at the time, this is in the 80s, wouldn't commission a song unless it had a video going along with it.
What about this new album then?
Well, this song is called He Hasn't Got the Blues Yet, and it deals with depression, it deals with getting older, getting to a point where he's actually meeting the adult children of former lovers of his. He's a nice song about that called I Knew Your Mother. But he also has a Christmas song with a bit of a twist and a particular resonance, I think, for American listeners.
So he certainly ain't afraid to be political.
Certainly not, no. And that's, I think, a reference to the massacre in Connecticut recently.
So that's Loudon Wainwright from that current album. The album being called Haven't Got the Blues Yet, and that song, I'll Be Killing You This Christmas. Finally then, Ibby, he has won two Grammys from two slightly unexpected quarters, perhaps?
Yes, for all his albums of sort of personal confessional material about his own life, the two Grammys he's won, one is for a rendition of the Irish song Carrick Fergus. This is on the soundtrack to TV series Boardwalk Empire. And the second was for an album about 1920s banjo player and singer Charlie Poole. The album's called High Wide and Handsome. And essentially he's listening back to this guy and rediscovering his music and then writing songs about that particular era. And that also won a Grammy.
All right, A.B. Philbin Bubman talking to us there about Loudon Wainwright III. The latest album is called Haven't Got the Blues Yet. It's out now, and lw3.com, I think, is the website. Yes, that's what the website is. But we'll finish up with a classic Loudon Wainwright III song from his 1973 album, Attempted Moustache. This is The Swimming Song. The Swimming Song from Loudon Wainwright III, his 1973 album Attempted Moustache. The latest album, as I said, is called Haven't Got the Blues Yet. LW3.com is where you'll find out all the details.